start partying right now.
All right, Tommy Lee, put your pants back on.
It's Friday. Showing up. It's Friday, man. Get you into the weekend.
Yeah, this is a good get into the weekend type of song.
I tell you something I scroll by on Facebook. I just want to throw it out there. And I'm not going to call the person out, but it's a gym pic, right? And it's one of those where it's in the mirror with the phone up next to your face, you know. But she's, like, facing backwards. So her, like, ass is, like, sticking out, you know.
Ace. Nice.
And then here's the quote over it.
Wait. Is this a dear Facebook?
Yes. Kind. You got.
Oh, I got it.
You got it? Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take a picture at the gym with my ass sticking out and put a quote over it. Here it is. Dear Facebook, if you want to come into my life, the door is open. If you want to get out of my life, the door is open. I just have one request. Don't stand in the door. You're blocking the traffic. Thank you, Facebook.
What does that have to do with your ass?
Come on! It's nothing to do with the picture. How can you... You can't just do that.
That's a great quote, by the way. That's an awesome quote. Who said that? Gandhi? Was that Gandhi, I think, that said that?
It might have been.
Audrey Hepburn, I think, said that.
You can't have an ass sticking out gym pic and put a Gandhi quote over. There's no middle ground there. I'm trying to connect the dots.
And what door is she talking about there? Is it the back door?
Hey, you know, hey, don't by block. The way the pic looks.
Don't block the traffic.
It's the gym door.
Much more intriguing now, huh?
All right. Yeah, right. I mean, come on. Oh. That's what social media is.
It's what it's become. It's what it's become.
What it's become.
Yep.
Dear Facebook.
My door is open. You know what
You're
that tells
so
me?
So inspirational. You, know
what,
you really are.
You know what that tells me? You know, you got bugs all up in your house, all right? That's because that door's open. Shut the door. You're letting the flies in.
Yeah.
What would mom always say? Close the door. I'm not paying to heat the outside. All right.
You know, the worst part of it is, like, she thinks she's, like, changing lives.
Yeah.
You know, like as she, like, someone's turned her phone off, she, like, probably looked up at the sky, like, with a half smile. You know, like, yeah.
You did it, Bethany.
You did it.
You did it, Charlene. You changed the world. With that ass pick Gandhi quote.
Ass and a Gandhi quote. Wow.
Here, hold on. I got one, Hunter. I got one. And imagine my ass at the gym on this one, right? Dear Facebook, I like leaving my windows open because if someone's going to come into my life, I want them to work hard and crawl through a window. But make sure you shut the window afterwards because it's kind of drafty. Ass pick. There you go. That's mine. Did you like that? Was that good? Is that?
It was a great quote. It really was.
I think that was Jesus said that one. Jesus.
I am inspired. Wow. Just wow.
Oh, that made my day. I don't even want to do anything else. That's it.
We are. And I knew you'd like that. I scrolled by and had to scroll back.
You did that where your scroll wheel goes. All right, I'm going back.
That's too good.
Back it up. All right. I don't know how I'm going to follow Morning Dump with that, because that's basically it. So, well, let's try it right now as we come down from that amazing Dear Facebook. It is time for your Morning Dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That.
That.
Septic. Sorry, I jumped on you there, buddy. Your one job.
My line.
Call him 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Dear Facebook, pump
that septic. Voice is crack.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm all worked up from that ass quote.
Dear Facebook.
All right, pump that septic. You got him. How about this? Kevin Federline, you remember that guy? Better known as the ex-husband of Britney Spears. Sat down, that guy. You know, he had a chin strap beard too, Hunter. So you have the same beard as Kevin Federline, brother. He sat down with Daily Mail for an interview over the weekend and said that Britney's sons, 16-year-old Preston and 15-year-old Jaden, are, quote, embarrassed by Britney's nearly naked photos on Instagram and are choosing not to see her. But he says, hey, You should be proud of your mom. She's still looking great. Look, I feel for these kids, all right? You got a hot mom, and that's just got to be. Because, look, we all had that friend growing up whose mom.
Still your mom, though. You can't blame the kid.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, what I'm saying is we all had that friend in high school who had the attractive mom, and I feel so bad for those kids. Now, knowing what I said to that kid, who's usually a buddy of yours, he's like, hey, is your mom home? Yeah, I'm going to come over.
You never let it go,
oh,
either.
Ever. Because they'd, like, kind
of. Yeah, we had one of those, too.
Oh, man.
Your mom.
Dude, your mom's so hot. I can't.
He'd get angry.
Hey, Steve, can we come over to your house for a sleepover? Is your mom going to be there? shut up, guys. So, yeah, so I feel for it. Because, you know what? To be honest, Brittany is keeping it tight. I mean, she's nuttier than squirrel poop, but I tell you what.
Yeah, but still, like, I was just going to say that. Have you seen some of the, what's it, on Instagram or... whatever the one where she's walking in front of the camera, looks at it, and then walks off.
Oh, yeah.
Then she comes back, looks at it, walks off.
There's definitely some screws loose. But
what is going on?
Hot, crazy chicks, that's right down my alley, man. That's in my wheelhouse there.
You know, I mean, granted, she has had a wild life. Her father is just...
Oh, he did that whole family. That whole family. Just
whole family.
Yeah, so you can't really blame her, but no. I feel for the kids because when you got a hot mom... It's tough.
It was nuttiest squirrel, too.
Yeah, and that's worldwide, too. That's not just in your little hometown where everyone knows your hot mom. That is in the entire world. It's got to be tough.
Live with that for the rest of your life. Get used to it.
Hot mom, hot piece of ass. Jeez. Well, AAA says that gas is back down under $4 a gallon for the first time since March. The national average fell to $3.99. I said that the other day. I'm like, oh, my God, $3.89 for gas. And we're pretty high here. Anyway, it's down after it peaked back in June.
The tone of your voice.
Here's my question, Hunter. If we were blaming Biden for the gas rises, do we thank him for the... Because I had to see it all over Facebook, everyone losing their minds. Oh, thanks a lot, Joe!
First off, yeah. Hey, let's slow down a little bit. It's still $3.99?
No, that's the national average.
That's why I said I didn't like the tone of your voice with that. You don't say it in a high tone. Hey, it's $3.99. No. Hey, they did that on purpose to train you to say it that way.
Is that what it is?
Like, it's a good thing. It's not a good thing. You know what's a good thing? $2.49. That's when it's $2.49. That's when I'll say it like that. Right now, you know what? It's still $3.99.
So you're
that's
saying,
how I'm going to say that.
So you're saying the government.
It's BS.
The government is training us to appreciate our nice $3.99
gas. That's sad, guys. Don't do that.
Now, that's the national average. The problem is it's really skewed by some of the bigger cities and bigger states. Because you go down south, it's like, I don't know, $3.05. It's cheap, man, down in the southern
Still,
states.
Still, don't settle. Don't settle. Push it. Remember, it was like $1.90-something when Trump was president, wasn't it? Let's get back to that.
That's right.
Possible.
You know what? Trump had us down to cheap gas.
I'm not even saying it was Trump. It was just during his... It was during his term.
I think
it had nothing to do with him. I'm not saying that, but
I think it's the aliens that are behind our gas prices.
I mean,
all right?
I almost yelled at the wife the other day because she said that. She's like, "Hey, look, it's $3.99.
You shut up.
It's still $3.99. That's not a good thing.
See, I'm not worried about it because we're going to electric. It's just we gotta muscle through this. All right, we gotta muscle through this. Eventually, everything's gonna be electric, and we're gonna be fine.
$2.49. $2.49 is what it should be, and I would be okay with that.
Until the price of box fans and ice cream go down, and I say that because recently I tried to buy a box fan and I didn't want to spend the $25, and I just got ice cream yesterday, two little things, two smalls, and it was like almost $9. Insane.
My dad's big white truck, the big truck.
Yeah,
we pulled tow the boat with and whatnot. I'm used to putting gas in my CRV, right?
Yeah.
I put $35 in this gas tank of his.
Yeah.
Didn't even move the needle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious. It didn't budge.
Oh, it's $100.
I mean, he's got a big gas tank in that truck.
Yeah.
But come on.
It was $100 every time filling up my truck when it was, you know, foreign change. So.
Yeah. Don't be happy around $3.99.
Price you got to pay to look badass flying around that big old truck, man. That's what you got to do. All right,
brother. Don't settle. Push it.
Hey, I like it. $3.99, I'm happy about that. Under $4? Dude, we're living. We're living right now.
This is not.
This is nice.
You should get choked out for saying that.
This is great. I guess I'm a sheep.
You are. You just are.
You're
hop
just,
on the train.
You're
hop
just,
on the train.
Just letting the government shovel its conspiracies down your throat, man.
Wow. I love it.
If you're happy around $3.99, I don't like you as a person. I really don't.
I'll
sorry.
Take it. Now I can afford that box fan. All right? I can. Okay.
I'm at $3.99. Sorry. Yeah.
No, I got that extra change.
You're driving a truck, too. You should be pissed off about it.
Black Beauty, she gets great gas mileage. What are you talking
she
about?
She doesn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She really she
hop in sips, the CRV one.
Sips gas. You couldn't pay me to get into that death trap of your vehicle, all right? That thing needs to be put out of its misery.
You know what? It's a badass car.
Badass car. It makes a weird noise every time you start it up. Kill me. What? Kill me. Blah, 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 blah. Lastly, let's end with this, because you're a married guy. I'm a married guy. I think married guys can relate to this, or at least maybe they can. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird for thinking this, but have you ever wanted something to happen to your wife where you had to save her? And I'm not talking anything too crazy, but, you know, like a situation where she is put in danger and you save her from that danger, because then you can kind of always hold that over her head.
This is an interesting study. I don't think I have. I'm going to be honest with you. I more so think I hope nothing bad happens there, because I don't know what I would do.
No. And this isn't a study. This is a story. I'm going to share it with you. But come on. There's never been a point where you're like, God, it'd be nice if like something, and not like
grab my arm.
Like we're right. Like you white knight and save her. All right.
Hanging off a cliff and you know, pull her up.
Then you can always hold that over her head, right? You forget to put the toilet seat down.
Tear the sleeve off my arm so she could see my
Yeah,
muscles.
Right there. Look at. And then the next time you forget to put the toilet seat down, you're like, well, you remember the time I saved your life? Shut up. Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm saying. Anyway, so there's this this story going around of a Texas man who saved his wife's life from choking on a meatball. So panic ensued as the wife choked on a hot meatball while her terrified daughter looks on. The husband grabbed a life vac and saved his wife's life. So this
a life
dude,
vac?
Yeah, it's like, actually, we got one for Riley. It's like an anti-choking device. You put it on and it kind of sucks it out. Like you just, like it's like a syringe and you suck it out instead of doing the Heimlich.
So you're just carrying that thing around waiting for somebody to choke?
I mean, we got it in her bag just in case.
I guess I understand for a kid.
But. Yeah. No, this they had it on top of the fridge. According to the story, it's on top of the fridge.
Okay.
Anyway, long story short, though, he saves his wife's life. Everything's fine. I mean, you can't tell me that guy's now got, like, the golden ticket, right? Like, any time he does something wrong. Oh, yeah? Oh, you remember when I saved your life when you were choking on that meatball?
You know, there's going to be a time, though, where she's like, he's used this, like, 4 or 5 times already.
I don't think you can ever.
Like, he's wrung it out.
I don't think you can ever, you know, overuse a I saved your life, all right?
Depends on what you're using it for.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, sure, you don't want to abuse the power of it, but there's got to be times where you can, hey, that time I saved your life, I'm going to use that.
Should we hit the sack? I'm not really in the mood. Yeah. Remember that time I saved your life? Okay. Like, if you're using it every night for that, like.
Yeah, exactly. You
eventually,
gotta, like,
she's going to start rolling her eyes.
Like, you want to go to the bar and have some beers with the guys and watch the game. We got to, and be like, hey, remember that time I saved your life? Right?
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if there was ever a time where I could just, and I don't want Kiki to be in danger ever, but if there was ever a time, maybe like we're out in the woods and, you know, a little mama black bear comes by and I'm like, hey, get out of here, black bear. And hey, like, right?
I guess it depends on how you saved a life. I mean, I guess in the end, you are just saving a life. But, you know, if you're fighting off a bear, it's kind of different than sucking out a meatball. Just saying.
Know. I'm just saying, like, if there's ever a time where I could do that and just have that hanging over my wife's head.
Have that in your pocket.
That would be great. Tell you what, though. I know this wife for sure was choking on some other meatballs later on that night. That's the only reason I wanted to do this story. That's
I
it.
Know. You say, well,
the punchline.
Whole story to set that joke up, huh?
Well, honey, now that you got that meatball out of your throat, saved your life. Just keep that in mind.
You got a sick mind. You got a sick mind.
That is your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.